Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where any moment now, former President Donald Trump's plane will land at LaGuardia Airport ahead of his arraignment tomorrow, stemming from alleged hush money payments during his 2016 campaign. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is outside his Palm Beach, Florida home, where he departed from earlier today.
With flags and banners waving and cheering him on, supporters of the former president watched as his motorcade departed from Mar-a-Lago on its way to Palm Beach International Airport. His private plane departed about 1 p.m. Eastern time. Along the route, his supporters blasted the indictment as purely political. They questioned the timing, the fact that it's happening after the former president announced another run for the White House in 2024. They, like him, view it as a type of election interference.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams ahead of possible protests outside the courthouse tomorrow.
While there may be some rabble-rousers thinking about coming to our city tomorrow, our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves.
At the Tennessee State Capitol, students demanding action for stricter gun laws. It's been a week since someone walked into a Christian grade school and killed three students and three adults. And we have just learned that that assailant fired a total of 152 rounds and that she acted alone. Police say in writings found in her car and her bedroom, she was planning for months to, quote, commit mass murder at the Covenant School. Members of the military are getting fatter. As our Kemi McCormick reports, the pandemic added to a problem that was already on the rise.
A recent study shows nearly 10,000 active Army soldiers are newly obese after restricted duty and limited exercise. There were also increases in obesity in the other branches, like the Navy and Marines, raising concerns about America's fighting forces.
As if this weekend was not enough, parts of the South are dealing with yet another day of wild, dangerous weather. Jim Cantore with our partners at the Weather Channel with the severe weather threat through tomorrow.
Already a tornado watched across southern parts of Mississippi, including Mobile, Alabama as well. Tomorrow we jump into the heat of this thing in the afternoon, probably starting in Missouri, moving up into Iowa. We're talking about all hazards in play here. Hail, damaging winds, even tornadoes.
The weekend storms led to the deaths of 33 people across eight states. This, Justin, the press secretary for First Lady Jill Biden tweets that on their way to Michigan, their plane's been diverted back to Denver. She says everyone is safe and that it was an aircraft issue. The First Lady's trip to Michigan is now postponed to a later date. On Wall Street, with 1 hour left of trading, the Dow is up 324. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your...
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Arguments in a lawsuit that will determine if abortion remains illegal in Wisconsin start next month at a Dane County Circuit Court. Oral arguments in the suit filed nearly a year ago by Democratic AG Josh Call and Governor Tony Evers began on May 4th, exactly 1 month after tomorrow's state Supreme Court election. While the case could be resolved before the new justice is seated this summer, it's more likely to come before the court when either Janet Protasiewicz or Dan Kelly take the seat of retiring Justice Pat Rogensack. The court currently controlled by conservatives 4-3. The Freedom From Religion Foundation asking the IRS to investigate St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Cottage Grove after the pastor posted a bulletin urging parishioners not to vote for, quote, her, unquote, in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The foundation says that's blatant electioneering. Tax-exempt churches and charities have been banned from engaging in political activity since 1954. I'm Jay Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Jim Santel for just a few more minutes. As you point out, this is a civil trial, not a criminal trial. You think that the Trump org will end up with the death penalty under New York law.
Letitia James, she's doing a civil case, right? This is a criminal matter.
Oh, it is. So I misunderstood.
It is, yes.
Normally, so, I leave the being wrong to Dom.
Right?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show. The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Today's opening day in Milwaukee for the Brewers. Wish them well. But we're going to get into history as it's being made as we speak, and as that was made when you were asleep last night and this morning. And we're going to talk about Donald Trump in New York. But first of all, we're going to talk about it's been characterized as the most important election between now and November of 2024. The most important election, and that is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm going to tell you the status of it right now. And let me tell you something. What is going on, Janet Protasiewicz is looking very strong. Internal polls in both campaigns show her ahead. Dan Kelly is desperate. And he is pouring last-minute slime that I want to analyze right now. At 2 p.m. on Friday, and this is right as we were going on the air, 2 p.m. on Friday, a series of texts went out around the state. And they impersonated a phony Wisconsin voter alert. It was right when there were tornado warnings, do you remember, last couple of days? I know even sitting in Milwaukee, we'd be watching a show. Suddenly, the screen would be taken over, and it would say, tornado alert, and there's that terrible sound. Nothing you can do about it. It was done to protect you. It was done to protect you. Now, this was called a Wisconsin voter alert, but it did the same thing with emergency tones, but it was in a text. The FCC prohibits people mimicking it, prohibits people somehow impersonating an alert like that, because what it does is it scares people, and it's supposed to be reserved only for weather events like tornadoes. The question legally is, by sending this out as a text, and then you and I maybe click on, I never click on stuff like that. I just delete it. But you click on it, and it went, just like a tornado alert, just exactly like a tornado alert, with a bar going across, and then with kind of an interrupted screen, like you'll see on your TV, for a tornado. And it says, voter alert, attention Wisconsin citizens. The same kind of voice that they use, the guys use, that you hear, male voice, on tornado alerts. It says, our Second Amendment rights are under attack by Judge Janet Protasiewicz. First of all, it is false. The issue of our Second Amendment rights aren't at all at issue in this case. They're very safe with Judge Janet Protasiewicz. I know her husband. I know her. She is a strong proponent of the Second Amendment. Her husband is a really strong proponent of the Second Amendment. This is simply false. But by dumping this on a Friday before the Tuesday election, it's going to come into a lot of homes in the state, and they'll look at it, and they go, well, that must be official. That must be official because 2 hours ago I got one for a tornado. Now it's for this, and they don't think that they clicked on a text. Now, there are a lot of lawyers, myself included, who think that this kind of impersonation is a violation of the FCC rule. People will say, well, the FCC, Matt, doesn't rule on text. It rules on radio and television. If somebody tried to put that ad on TV or radio, the station could not accept it, or they could lose their license. And my view is this. Now with text technology and other technology, if you impersonate it, you're doing the same kind of damage, and he should be proceeded against. When? Today's Monday. The election's tomorrow. What do you mean? This is last-minute slime that he's dumping on everyone. This isn't the only slime. And by the way, a lot of people say, come on, Matt, look. Nobody is going to listen to this and switch from Janet Protasiewicz to Dan Kelly. That's true. They won't. The purpose of pouring buckets of slime in the last 48 or 72 hours or 96 hours of a campaign is to disgust people and drive turnout down. The lower the turnout, the better Republicans do. And you may not like that, you may not agree with that, but that is the fact. All of the data in elections show that to be the fact. You can always expect a Republican the last 96, 72, 48, 24 hours to dump buckets of slime, and this was one of them. Now, is this the only one? Well, no, it was not the only one. You remember all these ads, and they're still running. They'll say terrible, sad, really brutal, disgusting things about cases. And then they will say, Judge Janet Protasiewicz, let him off. Or let her off. Those are false. Those are misstatements of the cases and of the facts. But how much time do you have in 96 or 72 hours? This was blown up on Saturday, April 1st, on a front page article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But not everybody gets the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And it went around the state somewhat, but TV gets around the state a lot more effectively, these ads. And here's what the article said. It took one of the ads that was called Emily. Maybe you remember that. It'll say Emily was brutally raped and this, that, and the other thing. And Janet Protasiewicz let him off. That was false. Emily talked to the paper, and they did not use her last name because the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a policy that they will not use the last name of assault victims unless they want them to. And of course, Emily didn't want them to. What Emily said was, what really happened in that case was, it wasn't as clear-cut as it was made to sound on the TV ad. And what happened was, initially, the guy was charged with a felony that could have given him 20 years. The prosecutor and Emily felt that that was unfair. Not Janet Protasiewicz. The judge is not consulted when there's a reduction in a charge. And it was reduced to a charge with a maximum of 5 years. Then what happened was, Janet Protasiewicz said to Emily in court, what do you want me to do? You want me to give him 5 years? And Emily said, no, I want restorative justice. She said, I don't, frankly, I'm not asking that you give him any time in prison. This is Emily saying this. And what Janet Protasiewicz said is, no, I'm not going to let this guy off. We're not putting up with this. I don't care what kind of circumstances you're talking about now. And she sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison and 2.5 years of community service, said, if there's so much a peep about you in these 5 years, you're going back to prison for a long time. And Emily said, thank you, Your Honor. I am 100% satisfied. Based on that, the clown Kelly and his clown advisors put on ads saying he could have gotten 20 years and it was brutal and he abandoned Emily. And then Emily said, they called me 10 times. The Kelly campaign called me 10 times and said, shall we do this and do an ad? And she said, no, don't do an ad. And they said, you can't stop us from doing an ad. And then they did the ad. And she said, I've been victimized a second time. And some callers will call in and say, well, maybe she should sue them. Yeah, she can sue them. Then Kelly's lawyer will take her deposition. And they're very sly and brutal. And they will go, tell us again what happened. Tell us again how it felt. What did he do to you? What did he say to you while he was doing it to you? What did he make you say to you, to him, while he was doing it to you? No victim will bring that kind of suit. It's cruel. It was cruel what Kelly did. And the third thing, you think that's not enough slime? Impersonating a tornado alert? The third thing, and Emily, the third thing was that they're putting on an ad now on social media trying to say that Janet Protasiewicz will rule a certain way on transgender issues. Not only has that never come up in the campaign, not only has Janet Protasiewicz never ruled on such a case, but they are lying in what they say. Here is the question. Why the slime? The slime is to induce you not to vote. Get out there and vote. You can't vote absentee now. Vote tomorrow. We're going to go quick to the lines. Wisco Paul, we have a little time before the break. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Kelly's worse than that. He ran around with Gableman. I don't know. The man doesn't have anything positive to say because he's nothing but a tool of the GOP. Such a sad situation. I, for one, will be out there tomorrow as quick as I can and voting for Judge Janet because I want fair maps desperately because I don't want to live in Wisconsin with Kelly in charge because it'll all be jerry-rigged again. You know, so it's important that Judge Janet gets elected. And, like, Kelly has nothing to run on because he's just a tool, like I said before, the GOP. So go Brewers. Have a good day, Matt.
Okay, excellent comments, Paul. You're right. Let's just review the bidding on this one. He went around with Gableman falsely saying there was fraud. He was paid almost $120,000 by the GOP to tell them how to set up fake electors, which is themselves a fraud. He got the last money, 40 grand of it, after he announced for Supreme Court, some of it in December, and he won't say whether he's still getting paid. He won't say whether he's going to get paid on the bench or afterwards. He won't say any of this stuff. Janet Protasiewicz has said that she will, these are rigged maps, and she will rule their rigged maps and put in fair maps. She has said that, and she said that she will vote to certify whoever wins the 2024 election, whichever party. What has Kelly said? He said, I'm not going to touch those maps. I like those maps because they're political. Yeah, they're political. His gerrymandered party put them in. And number two, they say, how would you vote in 2024? And he was the guy that went around trying to overturn Biden. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 39. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 49. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Matt Flynn, Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines and going to hit one more topic. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will be arraigned in court in a criminal case. First former president ever to be criminally charged. And how has he responded and what's going to happen? He raised $4 million 24 hours after the indictment was announced. $4 million. 25% of it was for first-time donors. The average donation was $34. He is also, according to him, going to deliver an, quote, address, end quote, from Mar-a-Lago tomorrow night. Flew up this afternoon, staying in Trump Tower tonight, and tomorrow going to be arraigned. And then he is going to go down to Mar-a-Lago. Now, here's what he's intending to do, and here is what I think the judge must do. What he's intending to do is sit at a desk in Mar-a-Lago with flags on either side, make it look like the White House, one of the big ballrooms, big desk, very official, in a suit, as if he's giving a State of the Union address, and he will attack the judge, he'll attack the prosecutor, he'll attack the grand jury, and he will attack everybody. He's on a revenge tour. Now, the question is, how much longer should he be permitted to do this? And the answer is, it should be shut down immediately. He has publicly called the judge corrupt. He's publicly called the judge and the prosecutor corrupt, biased, and all this kind of thing. It is very common in a criminal case that has any publicity for the judge to issue a gag order. What is a gag order? Well, the government cannot gag you on anything. That's why we have a First Amendment. But if you're a criminal defendant and it could impact the fairness of the trial, either for you, the prosecution, or anyone, then the judge can issue a gag order, which will say you may not discuss this indictment, this criminal case. You know, you can discuss Chinese art in the 12th century if you want. That's fine. But you are not going to discuss this case. And if you do, you will be arrested and brought to jail and stay in jail pending these charges. How about that? How about that? Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan on Fox News, the Maria Bartiromo show the other day, said, quote, we control the power of the purse. We should limit funds to the agencies that are doing this, i.e. cut off the funds to the Department of Justice. They can't cut off the salary of Alvin Bragg, the DA, because that is a state salary. But he said we should cut off the Department of Justice and the FBI. And Bartiromo said, The Department of Justice and the FBI. And Gymnasium Jim Joam Jordan said yes. The far right continues to attack the FBI. The FBI is one of the most honest agencies in government. Remember the movie, The FBI Story with Jimmy Stewart? It's a great movie. It's very old. It's probably 70 years old. You got to look at it, though. Dial it up, FBI Story with Jimmy Stewart. It's excellent. You know, these agents with submachine guns, they kick open the doors. They blast the hell out of everybody. It's excellent. You got to watch it. It's an excellent movie. Excellent, excellent movie. That is their reputation. They are above reproach. You can't bribe an FBI agent. The FBI is honest. You can bribe the clowns on the far right. You can do that. And that is what is going on here. Now, the other thing I want to say before we quick go to the lines is this is not a time for rejoicing. And what do I mean by that? You know, we talk about Trump and we talk about everything that's gone on. We have significant differences. But it's a very, very sad day for the United States of America that a former president is involved as a defendant in a criminal case. Because the president, former or current, the former was the emblem of our state as well as our government. A president is the head of state as well as the head of government. That's not true in merry old England. The king is the head of state. Prime minister is the head of government. Same in a lot of other countries. But when you have the head of your state as a criminal defendant, however deserved, that is a very sad day for the country. It's also a wonderful dawn for the country. Because nobody, absolutely nobody, is above the law. And so we have to keep both of those in mind. We're quick going to the lines before the break. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, Gina?
Hi, I hope everybody joins me. I already voted yesterday, early voting. You know, a person who's running for the most important 10-year position in our justice system, using lies and deceptive practices, should be indicted, not elected, for the psychological manipulation and the means he's trying to get in. So people, don't let this person prey on you. Don't be a victim of the lies and manipulation. Get out there and vote. We need all the voters out there. It's the most important vote that you can do to save our state. And please get out and vote. And thank you so much, Matt, for taking my call. This stuff it's unbelievable. I've never seen it in my life, and it's putrid. Thank you, Matt. And everybody get out and vote. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gene. As always, excellent comments. And here's the thing. The election is tomorrow, and then it's over. I mean, you can't shilly-shally around anymore. The polls open tomorrow at 7 a.m. Get down there. They close at 8 p.m. If you're in line by 8 p.m., they got to let you vote. Don't wait. Get down there. And Janet Protasiewicz against Dan Kelly. Do you want rigged maps? Vote for Kelly. You want fair maps? Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump's plane has just arrived at a New York airport ahead of what's expected to be an historic arraignment of a former president. Correspondent Christian Benavides with more from Florida.
The former president is expected to land at LaGuardia Airport before he makes his way to Trump Tower. Tomorrow, the former president will be inside a Manhattan courtroom where an indictment against him is unsealed and read aloud.
The shooter in last week's deadly rampage at a school in Nashville fired 152 rounds and says she acted alone, say police. It comes as kids walk out of school demanding gun control. Brent Jones with the group March for Our Lives.
I think that we want to make it clear that our voices do matter and that we can change things.
NASA announces the astronauts that will fly around the moon next year. Artemis II astronaut Victor Glover.
Human spaceflight is like a relay race, and that baton has been passed generation to generation and from crew member to crew member.
He's one of the four. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The National Weather Service says at least 9 tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin during Friday's storms. One tornado that traveled between Judah and Albany carved a path about 10 miles long and 350 yards wide. The National Weather Service confirms 8 other tornadoes from Monroe to Jefferson. A crew is in Iowa County today. Former President Donald Trump may be arraigned tomorrow, the same day Wisconsin voters choose their next state Supreme Court justice. Political observers say it may boost Trump supporters to turn out for Dan Kelly.
Every indication is this race is tightening at the end. I don't think both sides would be loading up and unloading their cannons if they didn't think that they had a chance.
Republican strategist Bill McCaution was on Up Front yesterday. In sports, the Bucks beat Philadelphia last night. The Brewers host the Mets today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane. Because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Can't buy me love.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going to go quick to the lines for a call and then go back to our next topic. Tom of L.A., my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tom of L.A.?
Hey, Matt. We the people ultimately are the government, and I hope that we show that tomorrow by, you know, getting people that normally would not vote, get them out to vote. I believe there's same-day registration in Wisconsin. So please, everybody, you're not just making a difference in Wisconsin, which you definitely are, but around the whole country in terms of setting the mood of what's happening. I would really, really implore Gary and Dave and, you know, potentially even CJ, really search your conscience, you know, examine your conscience and make the move that really and truly is not Republican or Democratic, but is actually what is best for the country as a whole. Please think about what it is that you want. If you want a fascist state, or if you want a democratic state, or a democracy, this is a very, very important election. And being a person that was from Durand, Wisconsin, I hope that everybody in the Durand, Eau Claire area, Everybody get out and vote for Judge Janet. It is so, so important. And it's really going to change the next 10 years in the state of Wisconsin. So please, everybody, for your children's sake, you know, remember, for all you people out there that are against abortion, remember, the whole idea of a woman's right to choose does not mean that she necessarily is going to choose to have an abortion. The whole idea of a woman's right to choose versus the government's right to choose. And for you people out there that don't want big government in your life, then please, I implore you, stop this craziness of the big foot of government when it comes to social issues. Please remember, women have the right to choose, not bureaucrats and not government. That is a very, I mean, think that would be a very conservative idea, and you believe in freedom, so show it. Show it by tomorrow. Vote for Judge Janet and get out there and vote like you've never voted before for Judge Janet. And again, I implore my conservative friends, please, Gary, David, you guys, get out there and vote the right way. Stop with this partisan stuff. It's not working. It's all it is fear, and there's only fear and love in the world. And I'll tell you what, you guys, fear turns into hate, and you don't want to be those types of people. Please vote Judge Janet tomorrow. Thank you.
Excellent comments. Tom of L.A., formerly of Durand. Excellent, excellent comments. And I'm going to add one thing to it. And that is, over in a, first of all, on rigged maps, do you know that the last election, 2022, Democrats got 53% of the legislative votes in Wisconsin? They took all of the statewide elections on the ballot, except for treasurer. And even though they got 53% of the legislative votes, they got one third of the legislature. They got 53%, but they got one third of the legislature. And if you're a Republican, you might say, that's great. Our party managed to sneak it through gerrymandering. But that's not Democratic government. That's commie government. They do that in Belarus. They do that in Russia. They do that in Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba, China. In North Korea, they don't even bother to have an election, but they do it in places of Africa. And whoever the strong man is in control gerrymanders things, and it doesn't matter, does not matter what the vote is. Remember Stalin's dictum. Stalin's dictum. What isn't important is who votes. What's important is who counts the vote. That was Stalin. Stalin killed more than 20 million people. If you're a Republican in this state and you think you're a conservative and you're for gerrymander, you're not a conservative. You're not for democratic government. You are for what everywhere else in the world is referred to as commie government. Now, let's go on a little bit. And also, Tom of L.A. made another good point. And it's not just, yes, a woman is the one who has the right to choose. But this 1849 law that's 174 years old, that Janet Protasiewicz says is unconstitutional, and she would void it, very upfront about that. And Dan Kelly says it's constitutional and he would enforce it. There's no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. So these OBGYNs who are thinking of practicing in this state, if they get a patient that comes to them, where the woman, if she were forced to give birth to what a baby who has died already in the womb, the woman could die or get seriously ill. And what do I mean by that? Get sepsis. People die from sepsis. The OBGYN has to listen to the legislature and the DA, and she can't do anything. And a number of women, this has happened in Texas, went in, and the OBGYN said, I'm sorry, I can't do anything for you. They said, what, are you kidding me? I could die? or I need a DNC. This is an ectopic pregnancy, and it's an emergency. It's not the woman doesn't want it. She's devastated that the pregnancy ended, and nobody ended it but nature. And they can't do anything for her. That's crazy. That's wrong. That's very, very wrong. And right now, people say, well, you know, if it was that bad, I mean, a DA would take that into account. No, they wouldn't. The DA in Madison would take it into account. The DA in Milwaukee would take it into account. The Attorney General would take it into account. But there are 72 counties in this state. And there are DAs in 72 counties. And some of them are very, very far to the right. And some of them would like to be in Congress or be governor. And some of them would like publicity because no one knows their names. And some of them would love to be on court TV because if they prosecuted an OBGYN, that would be on court TV. And the woman would have to testify crying, saying what had happened. And the OBGYN say, for God's sake, if I hadn't done a DNC, the woman could have died. Then it goes to a jury. And there's a judge, perhaps, like Dan Kelly on the circuit court bench, who decides what kind of jury instructions to give. What the hell is this? What kind of a deal is this? That's what's at stake in this election. Okay, we are now going to Ukraine and Russia. And there are some very serious things that have occurred. And I'm going to give you my idea on how we should meet them. I am very, very grateful that Joe Biden is the president and not Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is afraid of Vladimir Putin. It's like I've seen two German shepherds, and one will bare his throat to the other to show submissiveness. In this case, Donald Trump is terrified of Vladimir Putin, because Vladimir Putin has funded him for over 20 years. Trump owes him hundreds of millions of dollars. And Vladimir Putin has the coprophile video from the Moscow hotel room. And it's such a perverted video that Trump would be humiliated beyond belief if it were ever disclosed. In effect, what Trump is doing is baring his throat to a chihuahua, not another German shepherd, a hairless little chihuahua. That's what he's doing. But here are the developments. One, they arrested, as you know, was a Wall Street Journal reporter named Evan Gershkovich and put him in jail for spying. He was a journalist. What has happened is that hundreds of Russians, supposedly diplomat staff have been expelled from Poland, Norway. We've expelled some. They are spies. So these guys grab somebody from the Wall Street Journal and say he's a spy. Word to the major media that send people over there, to tourists and basketball players, if you go over there, this is not like going to another European country. Brittany Griner, very selfish, brings some weed in, some marijuana, and we go to great lengths to what? Get her out? For what reason? And we leave Paul Whelan and the Marine there, and we burn a hostage. We have a guy who's in prison, who's an arms dealer, sadist and murderer, and we give him up to them. So we get what? Brittany Griner back to shoot her mouth off? Paul Whelan's still over there. Evan Gershkovich, Wall Street Journal reporter, still over there. There was another guy, you probably saw him. He was a Marine, and here's what happened to him. Stationed, you know, they have Marines over there stationed in the embassy. He goes out for a drink, young guy. A couple of Ruskies rough him up and yell at him, and he's punching them in the street. You know, disorderly conduct. They arrest him for a felony and put him in jail for 5 years. And he's in jail for 3 years, and they finally get him out. He said it was like hell. They will snatch you off the street to have hostages. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? There are basketball players still going there in the European League playing St. Petersburg. Do not let them do that. prohibit it. Oh, you can't prohibit it. That's right, because there's a Supreme Court opinion from 40 years ago that said the U.S. government can't prohibit anybody from going to any country. If they're stupid enough to go, too bad for them. I disagree with that opinion. People can still go to North Korea, believe it or not. They can go to Russia. They can go to China. They can go to all these places. They go to Afghanistan. They're crazy. What I am interested in is no one get hurt who's an American citizen, but I'm very interested in getting innocent people out of those countries and not clown tourists and basketball players who go in there and cause an incident so we have to burn a hostage ourselves. This guy Gershkovich lived in London, but he'd go to Russia for 2 or 3 weeks at a time, and he was out just doing a story on the Wagner Group. And doing a story, he interviewed some people, some workers at an armament factory. You know, how do you like it? Blah, blah, blah. The Wall Street Journal and New York Times and the Washington Post have to be careful if they send guys over there anymore. They will be snatched. Yesterday, one of the worst pro-Moscow, pro-warfare bloggers got blown up in a cafe in St. Petersburg. And I know where it was. I was not in the cafe, but in 1997, I was in St. Petersburg in Moscow with a delegation from our Justice Department to give talks on our legal system. And, you know, I went to cafes in St. Petersburg on Nevsky Prospect. This was not on Nevsky Prospect. This was off by the university. You go in, you have a coffee, and this guy, this clown, vicious right-wing son of a gun, somebody hands him a statue as a reward. He takes it and blows up the whole cafe. Kills him and kills or wounds something like 30 other people. And the word is that Putin was behind that. Ukraine did not have the tech ability to get it in a statue and hand it to him because this clown was so right-wing, he was attacking the war effort, saying that it was going badly because Putin wasn't aggressive enough. This is an animal society. You've got to keep that in mind. And this is, I'll tell you what has to happen, quite frankly. In Bakhmut, Ukrainians are outnumbered. They're fighting wonderfully. We have got to get the Ukrainians immediately long-range HIMARS and F-16s. Long-range HIMARS go 190 miles. We could hit Bakhmut. We could hit Crimea. They could. We could hit them where they're launching against our allies. Now there was a report about 2 hours ago that the Russian Air Force is ambushing Ukrainian pilots and their planes can't withstand the ambush. That's got to stop. We've got to get them F-16s and long-range HIMARS. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw.
Cloudy skies expected tonight, with scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 40. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 47. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll take a call and then go to another topic. We're going to call Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, Mr. Kelly must be getting awfully desperate. I had heard earlier that he is going to be on Fox News on their currently most popular, you know who I'm talking about, to make a last-ditch effort on his running for state Supreme Court. I'm not overconfident. I figure that Judge Janet will win this election. People are going to be able to slither through all the slime and everything that has been put out about her. But I'm just figuring everybody that's called the show, get out and vote. And you know, we'll look at tomorrow and say we made a step forward as a state. We're going to get some changes made with a lot of stuff that's gone on far too long. So we'll hope for the best.
Right. Excellent call. Right. Get out and vote tomorrow. And what, I'm confident their internal polls in both campaigns show her ahead. And I've already talked earlier in the show about the slime, you know, the fake tornado alert type thing that they put out, which is, I think, a violation of the FCC rules. You're not supposed to do that. You go, and then you say something false and then lying about you know, these criminal cases about her sentencing, where he's lying about the core facts. He's lying about the core facts. She's a tough sentencer. She's sentenced thousands of people, both as a prosecutor and a judge, been involved in sentencing. You know, she was a prosecutor for the toughest cases in Milwaukee for 20-some-odd years. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, she knows how to send people away to do time. She knows how to send away people who do time. And but here, I mean, if I can boil this down, whoever wins gets in for 10 years, folks, okay? 10 years. And do you like gerrymandering or don't you like gerrymandering? Everybody calls and tells me they don't like gerrymandering. I agree. She has said she will get rid of gerrymandering. She'll order fair maps. Kelly has said he will not order fair maps. He will not interfere with gerrymandering because he says it's a political process. But the party on whose payroll he was, the Republican Party, or the gerrymandered party, are the ones who gerrymandered. That's why he likes it. He'd flip around in a heartbeat. Heartbeat. The Democrats ever gerrymandered. Do you want Democratic government or commie government? If you want Democratic government, vote for Janet Protasiewicz. If you want commie government, you'd vote, sadly, for Dan Kelly. Go back to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. You know, just going along as far as with Dan Kelly and his supporters, they like to say that they're, you know, constitutional conservatives and pro-law and order. Well, part of law and order is the idea of sentencing guidelines within our judicial system. That's how the process works, and it's very much built into how judges can operate. And sentencing guidelines, you know, that's all part of legislative process and action that's built into that. So for Dan Kelly to say that he is against how Judge Janet has been sentencing, what he's actually saying is that he's against sentencing guidelines that are part of our judicial system, and he feels that he, as judge, should ignore sentencing guidelines and just go off of what he wants to do. That's partly pro-law and order from my perspective.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And here's the core thing, guys, and I want everybody out there to understand this. In his ads, he has lied about the facts of the case. He's lied about them. Emily, who was a rape victim, came forward, and then there was a big article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Saturday, April 1st, in which Emily said, he lied about that case, my case, he said. She said, he said it was a 20-year sentence that she should have sentenced. Emily and the prosecutor wanted it reduced to a crime that was a 5-year sentence, and then Emily appeared in court and said what she wanted was, in her view, restorative justice. The whole case was not as clear as you might think on that ad, and she would be satisfied with probation. It was Janet Protasiewicz who said, no, I'm not giving anybody probation when there are these kind of facts alleged. And it was a 5-year max. She couldn't give 20 years because it was reduced by the prosecutor and Emily, not the judge. The judge doesn't reduce it. The prosecutor reduces it. She said, he's got to go to jail. I'm going to sentence him to 2.5 years, and then he's going to have 2.5 years. You want restorative justice and community service? That was what the victim asked for. Okay, I'll do that too. And then Emily said, quote, I am 100% satisfied with what Judge Janet did, end quote. They lied in their ad. And all the other ads that they talk about lied in the ad about underlying facts, about what Judge Janet could have done, and as you say, sentencing guidelines, but other things as well. The pre-sentence report, done by professionals, and what the victim wants. If the victim wants something, they get it. Believe me, they get it. Believe me, they get it. So thanks very much for calling in. The election's tomorrow. What more can I say? I've been talking about this till I'm blue in the face. I've been talking about this for how long? For how long have I been talking about this? It is tomorrow. 10 years, I personally think, by the way, that Supreme Court justices, they should have one term for 15 years, and that's it. They can't do it again. Some of these people going for 10 years and another 10 and another 10. The U.S. Supreme Court, this clown Clarence Thomas, has been on 30 years. He was in his 40s when he was appointed, and he's been a thorn in the side of our Constitution the whole time. He could live 30 more years, 25 more years. Supreme Court justices at the federal level also should only be appointed for 15 years. That's it. That's it. And then let somebody new and younger, somebody more attuned to what's current in the law and in society and culture. If he'd been limited to 15 years, he would have had to step down in 2007. We would have not had all this garbage out of him, where he wants to, for instance, take away your right to vote for president in the Moore v. Harper case by saying the legislatures should do it, not you. Number two, he wants to get rid of First Amendment protections for the press by saying that the Sullivan case, Sullivan versus New York Times, could be repealed. And number three, he's the guy that repealed, frankly, Roe v. Wade. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Be sure to vote tomorrow in the Supreme Court race. And if you're in Milwaukee suburbs, a Senate district race. Matt Flynn, direct, signing off for today.
Coming down.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.